2 Paralipomenon on chapter 31. Why idolatry is abolished, and provisions made for the ministers. 31:1. And when these things had been duly celebrated, all Israel that were found in the cities of Judah went out, and they broke the idols, and cut down the groves, demolished the high places, and destroyed the altars, not only out of all Judah and Benjamin, but out of Ephraim also and Manasseh, till they had utterly destroyed them. Then all the children of Israel returned to their possessions and cities. 31:2. And Ezechias appointed companies of the priests, and the Levites, by their courses, every man in his own office, to wit, both of the priests, and of the Levites, for holocausts, and for peace offerings, to minister, and to praise, and to sing in the gates of the camp of the Lord. 31:3. And the king's part was, that of his proper substance the holocaust should be offered always morning and evening, and on the Sabbaths, and the new moons and the other solemnities, as it is written in the law of Moses. 31:4. He commanded also the people that dwelt in Jerusalem, to give to the priests, and the Levites their portion, that they might attend to the law of the Lord. 31:5. Which when it was noised abroad in the ears of the people, the children of Israel offered in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and brought the tithe of all things which the ground bringeth forth. 31:6. Moreover the children of Israel and Judah, that dwelt in the cities of Judah, brought in the tithes of oxen, and sheep, and the tithes of holy things, which they had vowed to the Lord their God, and carrying them all, made many heaps. 31:7. In the third month they began to lay the foundations of the heaps, and in the seventh month, they finished them. 31:8. And when Ezechias and his princes came in, they saw the heaps, and they blessed the Lord and the people of Israel. 31:9. And Ezechias asked the priests and the Levites, why the heaps lay so. 31:10. Azarias the chief priest of the race of Zadok answered him, saying, since the first fruits began to be offered in the house of the Lord, we have eaten, and have been filled, and abundance is left, because the Lord hath blessed his people. And of that which is left is this great store which thou seest. 31:11. Then Ezechias commanded to prepare storehouses in the house of the Lord, and when they had done so, 31:12. They brought in faithfully both the first fruits, and the tithes, and all they had vowed. And the overseer of them was Chonanias the Levite, and Simei his brother was the second. 31:13. And after him Jehiel, and Azarias, and Nahath, and Aziel, and Jeremoth, and Josiabad, and Eliel, and Jesmashias, and Mahath, and Benias, overseers under the hand of Chonanias, and Simei his brother, by the commandment of Ezechias the king, and Azarias the high priest of the house of God, to whom all things appertained. 31:14. Bakor the son of Jemna the Levite, the porter of the east gate, was overseer of the things which were freely offered to the Lord, and of the firstfruits and the things dedicated for the Holy of Holies. 31:15. And under his charge were Eden, and Benjamin, Jezu, and Simeas, and Amarias, and Sachinias, in the cities of the priests, to distribute faithfully portions to their brethren, both little and great. 31:16. Besides the males from 3 years old and upward, to all that went into the temple of the Lord, and whatsoever there was need of in the ministry, and their offices according to their courses, day by day. 31:17. To the priests by their families, and to the Levites from the 20th year and upward, by their classes and companies. 31:18. And to all the multitude, both to their wives, and to their children of both sexes, victuals were given faithfully out of the things that had been sanctified. 31:19. Also of the sons of Aaron who were in the fields and in the suburbs of each city, there were men appointed, to distribute portions to all the males, among the priests and the Levites. 31:20. So Ezechias did all things which we have said in all Judah, and wrought that which was good, and right, and truth, before the Lord his God. 31:21. In all the service of the house of the Lord according to the law and the ceremonies, desiring to seek his God with all his heart, and he did it and prospered. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 32. Sennacherib invadeth Judah. His army is destroyed by an angel. Ezechias recovereth from his sickness. His other acts. 32:1. After these things, and this truth, Sennacherib king of the Assyrians came and entered into Judah, and besieged the fenced cities, desiring to take them. 32:2. And when Ezechias saw that Sennacherib was come, and that the whole force of the war was turning against Jerusalem, 32:3. He took counsel with the princes, and the most valiant men, to stop up the heads of the springs that were without the city. And as they were all of this mind, 32:4, he gathered together a very great multitude, and they stopped up all the springs, and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, lest the kings of the Assyrians should come and find abundance of water. 32:5. He built up also with great diligence all the wall that had been broken down, and built towers upon it, and another wall without. And he repaired Melo in the city of David, and made all sorts of arms and shields. 32:6. And he appointed captains of the soldiers of the army. And he called them all together in the street of the gate of the city, and spoke to their heart, saying, 32:7. Behave like men, and take courage. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of the Assyrians, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there are many more with us than with him. 32:8. For with him is an arm of flesh. With us the Lord our God, who is our helper, and fighteth for us. And the people were encouraged with these words of Hezekiah king of Judah. 32:9. After this, Sennacherib king of the Assyrians sent his servants to Jerusalem, for he with all his army was besieging Lachish, to Hezekiah king of Judah, and to all the people that were in the city, saying, 32:10. Thus saith Sennacherib king of the Assyrians, in whom do you trust, that you sit still besieged in Jerusalem? 32:11. Doth not Hezekiah deceive you, to give you up to die by hunger and thirst, affirming that the Lord your God shall deliver you from the hand of the king of the Assyrians? 32:12. Is it not this same Hezekiah, that hath destroyed his high places, and his altars, and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, you shall worship before one altar, and upon it you shall burn incense? 32:13. Know you not what I and my fathers have done to all the people of the lands? Have the gods of any nations and lands been able to deliver their country out of my hand? 32:14. Who is there among all the gods of the nations, which my fathers have destroyed, that could deliver his people out of my hand, that your God should be able to deliver you out of this hand? 32:15. Therefore let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor delude you with a vain persuasion, and do not believe him. For if no god of all the nations and kingdoms could deliver his people out of my hand, and out of the hand of my fathers, consequently neither shall your God be able to deliver you out of my hand. 32:16. And many other things did his servant speak against the Lord God, and against Hezekiah his servant. 32:17. He wrote also letters full of blasphemy against the Lord the God of Israel, and he spoke against him. As the gods of other nations could not deliver their people out of my hand, so neither can the God of Hezekiah deliver his people out of this hand. 32:18. Moreover he cried out with a loud voice, in the Jews' tongue, to the people that sat on the walls of Jerusalem, that he might frighten them, and take the city. 32:19. And he spoke against the God of Jerusalem, as against the gods of the people of the earth, the works of the hands of men. 32:20. And Hezekiah the king, and Isaiah the prophet the son of Amos, prayed against this blasphemy, and cried out to heaven. 32:21. And the Lord sent an angel, who cut off all the stout men and the warriors, and the captains of the army of the king of the Assyrians. And he returned with disgrace into his own country. And when he was come into the house of his God, his sons that came out of his bowels, slew him with the sword. 32:22. And the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, out of the hand of Sennacherib king of the Assyrians, and out of the hand of all, and gave them treasures on every side. 32:23. Many also brought victims and sacrifices to the Lord to Jerusalem, and presents to Hezekiah king of Judah. And he was magnified thenceforth in the sight of all nations. 32:24. In those days Hezekiah was sick even to death, and he prayed to the Lord, and he heard him, and gave him a sign. 32:25. But he did not render again according to the benefits which he had received, for his heart was lifted up, and wrath was enkindled against him, and against Judah and Jerusalem. 32:26. And he humbled himself afterwards, because his heart had been lifted up, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and therefore the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. 32:27. And Hezekiah was rich, and very glorious, and he gathered himself great treasures of silver and of gold, and of precious stones, of spices, and of arms, of all kinds, and of vessels of great price. 32:28. Storehouses also of corn, of wine, and of oil, and stalls for all beasts, and folds for cattle. 32:29. And he built himself cities. For he had flocks of sheep, and herds without number, for the Lord had given him very much substance. 32:30. This same Ezechias was, he that stopped the upper source of the waters of Gihon, and turned them away underneath toward the west of the city of David. In all his works he did prosperously what he would. 32:31. But brought in the embassy of the princes of Babylon, that were sent to him, to inquire of the wonder that had happened upon the earth, God left him that he might be tempted, and all things might be made known that were in his heart. 32:32. Now the rest of the acts of Ezechias, and of his mercies are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. 32:33. And Ezechias slept with his fathers, and they buried him above the sepulchres of the sons of David. And all Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem celebrated his funeral. And Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 33. Manasseh for his manifold wickedness is led captive to Babylon. He repenteth, and is restored to his kingdom, and destroyeth idolatry. His successor Amon is slain by his servants. 33:1. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. 33:2. And he did evil before the Lord, according to all the abominations of the nations, which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. 33:3. And he turned, and built again the high places which Ezechias his father had destroyed. And he built altars to Baalim, and made groves, and he adored all the host of heaven, and worshipped them. The host of heaven, the sun, moon, and stars. 33:4. He built also altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, In Jerusalem shall my name be forever. 33:5. And he built them for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. 33:6. And he made his sons to pass through the fire in the valley of Binnim. He observed dreams, followed divinations, gave himself up to magic arts, had with him magicians and enchanters. And he wrought many evils before the Lord, to provoke him to anger. 33:7. He set also a graven and a molten statue in the house of God, of which God had said to David, and to Solomon his son, In this house, and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. 33:8. And I will not make the foot of Israel to be removed out of the land which I have delivered to their fathers. Yet so if they will take heed to do what I have commanded them, and all the law, and the ceremonies, and judgments by the hand of Moses. 33:9. So Manasseh seduced Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to do evil beyond all the nations, which the Lord had destroyed before the face of the children of Israel. 33:10. And the Lord spoke to his people, and they would not hearken. 33:11. Therefore he brought upon them the captains of the army of the king of the Assyrians. And they took Manasseh, and carried him bound with chains and fetters to Babylon. 33:12. And after that he was in distress he prayed to the Lord his God, and did penance exceedingly before the God of his fathers. 33:13. And he entreated him, and besought him earnestly. And he heard his prayer, and brought him again to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. And Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. 33:14. After this he built a wall without the city of David, on the west side of Gihon in the valley, from the entering in of the gate round about to Ophel, and raised it up to a great height. And he appointed captains of the army in all the fenced cities of Judah. 33:15. And he took away the strange gods, and the idol out of the house of the Lord, the altars also which he had made in the mount of the house of the Lord, and in Jerusalem, and he cast them all out of the city. 33:16. And he repaired the altar of the Lord, and sacrificed upon it victims, and peace offerings, and praise. And he commanded Judah to serve the Lord the God of Israel. 33:17. Nevertheless the people still sacrificed in the high places to the Lord their God. 33:18. But the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and his prayer to his God, and the words of the seers that spoke to him in the name of the Lord the God of Israel, are contained in the words of the kings of Israel. 33:19. His prayer also, and his being heard in all his sins, and contempt, and places wherein he built high places, and set up groves, and statues before he did penance, are written in the words of Hosea. 33:20. And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his house. And his son Amon reigned in his stead. 33:21. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. 33:22. and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as Manasseh his father had done. He sacrificed to all the idols which Manasseh his father had made, and served them. 33:23. And he did not humble himself before the Lord, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself, but committed far greater sin. 33:24. And his servants conspired against him, and slew him in his own house. 33:25. But the rest of the multitude of the people slew them that had killed Amon, and made Joseph his son king in his stead. 2 Paralipomenon 34. Joseph destroyeth idolatry, repaireth the temple, and reneweth the covenant between God and the people. 34:1. Joseph was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 130 years in Jerusalem. 34:2. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father. He declined not, neither to the right hand, nor to the left. 34:3. And in the 8th year of his reign, when he was yet a boy, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year after he began to reign, he cleansed Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the groves, and the idols, and the graven things. 34:4. And they broke down before him the altars of Baalim, and demolished the idols that had been set upon them. And he cut down the groves and the graven things, and broke them in pieces, and strewed the fragments upon the graves of them that had sacrificed to them. 34:5. And he burnt the bones of the priests on the altars of the idols, and he cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. 34:6. And in the cities of Manasseh, and of Ephraim, and of Simeon, even to Naphtali he demolished all. 34:7. And when he had destroyed the altars, and the groves, and had broken the idols in pieces, and had demolished all profane temples throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. 34:8. Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had cleansed the land, and the temple of the Lord, he sent Shaphan the son of Asirias, and Mazas the governor of the city, Yohal the son of Joach as the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. 34:9. And they came to Hilkiah the high priest, and received of him the money which had been brought into the house of the Lord, and which the Levites and porters had gathered together from Manasseh, and Ephraim, and all the remnant of Israel, and from all Judah, and Benjamin, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. 34:10. Which they delivered into the hands of them that were over the workmen in the house of the Lord, to repair the temple, and mend all that was weak. 34:11. But they gave it to the artificers, and to the masons, to buy stones out of the quarries, and timber for the couplings of the building, and to rafter the houses, which the kings of Judah had destroyed. 34:12. And they did all faithfully. Now the overseers of the workmen were Yehith and Abdias of the sons of Merari, Zacharias and Mosolim of the sons of Koth, who hastened the work, all Levites skillful to play on instruments. 34:13. But over them that carried burdens for divers uses, were scribes, and masters of the number of the Levites, and porters. 34:14. Now when they carried out the money that had been brought into the temple of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord, by the hand of Moses. 34:15. And he said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And he delivered it to him. 34:16. But he carried the book to the king, and told him, saying, Lo, all that thou hast committed to thy servants, is accomplished. 34:17. They have gathered together the silver that was found in the house of the Lord, and it is given to the overseers of the artificers, and of the workmen, for divers works. 34:18. Moreover Hilkiah the priest gave me this book, and he read it before the king. 34:19. And when he had heard the words of the law, he rent his garments. 34:20. And he commanded Hilkiah, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Abdon the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah the king's servant, saying, 34:21. Go, and pray to the Lord for me, and for the remnant of Israel, and Judah, concerning all the words of this book, which is found. For the great wrath of the Lord hath fallen upon us, because our fathers have not kept the words of the Lord, to do all things that are written in this book. 34:22. And Hilkiah and they that were sent with him by the king, went to Olda the prophetess, the wife of Salim the son of Akath, the son of Hazra keeper of the wardrobe, who dwelt in Jerusalem in the second part. And they spoke to her the words above mentioned. 34:23. And she answered them, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, Tell the man that sent you to me. 34:24. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evils upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, and all the curses that are written in this book which they read before the king of Judah. 34:25. Because they have forsaken me, and have sacrificed to strange gods, to provoke me to wrath with all the works of their hands, therefore my wrath shall fail upon this place, and shall not be quenched. 34:26. But as to the king of Judah that sent you to beseech the Lord, thus shall you say to him, Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, because thou hast heard the words of this book, 34:27, and thy heart was softened, and thou hast humbled thyself in the sight of God for the things that are spoken against this place, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and reverencing my face, hast rent thy garments, and wept before me. I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. 34:28. For now I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be brought to thy tomb in peace. And thy eyes shall not see all the evil that I will bring upon this place, and the inhabitants thereof. They therefore reported to the king all that she had said. 34:29. And he called together all the ancients of Judah and Jerusalem. 34:30. And went up to the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, and all the people from the least to the greatest. And the king read in their hearing, in the house of the Lord, all the words of the book. 34:31. And standing up in his tribunal, he made a covenant before the Lord to walk after him, and keep his commandments, and testimonies, and justifications with all his heart, and with all his soul, and to do the things that were written in that book which he had read. 34:32. And he adjured all that were found in Jerusalem and Benjamin to do the same. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of the Lord the God of their fathers. 34:33. And Joseph took away all the abominations out of all the countries of the children of Israel and made all that were left in Israel, to serve the Lord their God. As long as he lived they departed not from the Lord the God of their fathers. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 35. Joseph celebrated the most solemn Pasch. He is slain by the king of Egypt. 35:1. And Joseph kept a feast to the Lord in Jerusalem, and it was sacrificed on the 14th day of the first month. 35:2. And he set the priests in their offices, and exhorted them to minister in the house of the Lord. 35:3. And he spoke to the Levites, by whose instruction all Israel was sanctified to the Lord, saying, Put the ark in the sanctuary of the temple, which Solomon the son of David king of Israel built, for you shall carry it no more. But minister now to the Lord your God, and to his people Israel. 35:4. And prepare yourselves by your houses, and families according to your courses, as David king of Israel commanded, and Solomon his son hath written. 35:5. And serve ye in the sanctuary by the families and companies of Levi. 35:6. And being sanctified till the phase, and prepare your brethren, that they may do according to the words which the Lord spoke by the hand of Moses. 35:7. And Joseph gave to all the people that were found therein the solemnity of the phase, of lambs and of kids of the flocks, and of other small cattle 30,000, and of oxen 3,000, all these were of the king's substance. 35:8. And his princes willingly offered what they had vowed, both to the people and to the priests and the Levites. Moreover Hilkiah, and Zacharias, and Jehiel rulers of the house of the Lord, gave to the priests to keep the phase 2,600 small cattle, and 300 oxen. 35:9. And Chonanias, and Simeas and Nathanael, his brethren, and Hasabias, and Jehiel, and Josiah princes of the Levites, gave to the rest of the Levites to celebrate the phase 5,000 small cattle, and 500 oxen. 35:10. And the ministry was prepared, and the priests stood in their office, the Levites also in their companies, according to the king's commandment. 35:11. And the phase was immolated, and the priests sprinkled the blood with their hand, and the Levites played the holocausts. 35:12. And they separated them, to give them by the houses and families of every one, and to be offered to the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses, and with the oxen they did in like manner. 35:13. And they roasted the phase with fire, according to that which is written in the law. But the victims of peace offerings they boiled in cauldrons, and kettles, and pots, and they distributed them speedily among all the people. 35:14. And afterwards they made ready for themselves, and for the priests. For the priests were busied in offering of holocausts and the fat until night, wherefore the Levites prepared for themselves, and for the priests the sons of Aaron last. 35:15. And the singers, the sons of Asaph, stood in their order, according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Lethan, the prophets of the king. And the porters kept guard at every gate, so as not to depart one moment from their service, and therefore their brethren the Levites prepared meats for them. 35:16. So all the service of the Lord was duly accomplished that day, both in keeping the feast and offering holocausts upon the altar of the Lord, according to the commandment of King Joses. 35:17. And the children of Israel that were found there, kept the feast at that time, and the feast of unleavened 7 days. 35:18. There was no feast like to this in Israel, from the days of Samuel the prophet. Neither did any of all the kings of Israel keep such a feast as Joses kept, with the priests, and the Levites, and all Judah, and Israel that were found, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. 35:19. In the 18th year of the reign of Joses was this feast celebrated. 35:20. After that Joses had repaired the temple, Natal king of Egypt came up to fight in Charchamis by the Euphrates. And Joses went out to meet him. 35:21. But he sent messengers to him, saying, What have I to do with thee, O king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but I fight against another house, to which God hath commanded me to go in haste. Forbear to do against God, who is with me, lest he kill thee. 35:22. Joseph would not return, but prepared to fight against him, and hearkened not to the words of Nachal from the mouth of God, but went to fight in the field of Megiddo. 35:23. And there he was wounded by the archers, and he said to his servants, Carry me out of the battle, for I am grievously wounded. 35:24. And they removed him from the chariot into another, that followed him after the manner of kings, and they carried him away to Jerusalem, and he died, and was buried in the monument of his fathers, and all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for him. 35:25. Particularly Jeremiah's, whose lamentations for Joses all the singing men and singing women repeat unto this day, and it became like a law in Israel. Behold, it is found written in the Lamentations. 35:26. Now the rest of the acts of Joses and of his mercies, according to what was commanded by the law of the Lord. 35:27. And his works first and last, are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 36. The reigns of Joachaz, Joachim, Joachin, and Sedecias. The captivity of Babylon released at length by Cyrus. 36:1. Then the people of the land took Joachaz the son of Josas, and made him king instead of his father in Jerusalem. 36:2. Joachaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. 36:3. And the king of Egypt came to Jerusalem, and deposed him, and condemned the land in 100 talents of silver, and 1 talent of gold. 36:4. And he made Eliakim his brother king in his stead, over Judah and Jerusalem. And he turned his name to Joachim. But he took Joachaz with him and carried him away into Egypt. 36:5. Joachim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did evil before the Lord his God. 36:6. Against him came up Nebuchadnezzar king of the Chaldeans, and led him bound in chains into Babylon. 36:7. And he carried also thither the vessels of the Lord, and put them in his temple. 36:8. But the rest of the acts of Joachim, and his abominations, which he wrought, and the things that were found in him, are contained in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Joachim his son reigned in his stead. 36:9. Joachim was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. 8 years old. He was associated by his father to the kingdom, when he was but 8 years old. But after his father's death, when he reigned alone, he was 18 years old. 4 Kings 24:8. 36:10. And at the return of the year, King Nebuchadnezzar sent, and brought him to Babylon, carrying away at the same time the most precious vessels of the house of the Lord. And he made Sedecias his uncle king over Judah and Jerusalem. 36:11. Sedecias was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. 36:12. And he did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God, and did not reverence the face of Jeremiah the prophet speaking to him from the mouth of the Lord. 36:13. He also revolted from King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God, and he hardened his neck and his heart, from returning to the Lord the God of Israel. 36:14. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people wickedly transgressed according to all the abominations of the Gentiles, and they defiled the house of the Lord, which he had sanctified to himself in Jerusalem. 36:15. And the Lord the God of their fathers sent to them, by the hand of his messengers, rising early, and daily admonishing them, because he spared his people and his dwelling place. 36:16. But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words, and misused the prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, and there was no remedy. 36:17. For he brought upon them the king of the Chaldeans, and he slew their young men with the sword in the house of his sanctuary. He had no compassion on young man, or maiden, old man, nor even him that stooped for age, but he delivered them all into his hands. 36:18. And all the vessels of the house of Lord, great and small, and the treasures of the temple and of the king, and of the princes he carried away to Babylon. 36:19. And the enemies set fire to the house of God, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burnt all the towers, and whatsoever was precious they destroyed. 36:20. Whosoever escaped the sword, was led into Babylon, and there served the king and his sons, till the reign of the king of Persia. 36:21. That the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremias might be fulfilled, and the land might keep her Sabbath. For all the days of the desolation she kept a Sabbath, till the 70 years were expired. 36:22. But in the first year of Cyrus king of the Persians, to fulfill the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by the mouth of Jeremias, the Lord stirred up the heart of Cyrus, king of the Persians, who commanded it to be proclaimed through all his kingdom, and by writing also, saying, 36:23. Thus saith Cyrus king of the Persians, all the kingdoms of the earth hath the Lord the God of heaven given to me, and he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up,